Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Appropriation Committee to order. Today is July 26th. The time is 1:07. And I'm calling our meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Sablet?
Present.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Congressman Pox?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Paula, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this afternoon?
Dear Heavenly Father, we appreciate this opportunity to come together today and to work for our people. We ask that you look over us and bring us the strength that we need to make the best decisions that we can. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Let me see, do we have two or one in this packet? We have two, one from July 14th and the other from April 19th. Let's look at the July 14th minutes first, please, and I would entertain a motion.
Will those come out?
Excuse me?
Were those sent out?
I'm not sure if those were emailed or not. A lot of the material was emailed. I'm not sure if that was one of them or not.
Yeah, the clerk, because I don't see that I have them.
How about I just have them emailed to you right now? They're coming
Thank
your
you.
Way, Congresswoman.
I also don't see a WebEx for this meeting. She said she sent two, but I only see one.
That has been sent. It was 5 minutes ago.
Motion to approve the minutes for July 14th.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Seeing none, the minutes from July, the July minutes are approved. Let's move on to April 19th. I'm going to have to, they're pretty short and sweet, too. Congresswoman Edwards, did you ever receive a copy of those minutes?
Right now, I'm still looking for my WebEx, which I don't have a copy of. Not yet.
Okay, seemingly I was Congresswoman Edwards and I were the only two existing members on this committee. I've reviewed the minutes and they look correct to me. I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
How about a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Okay, minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is discussion of retained revenue. I received an email yesterday from the treasurer that he would not be able to attend this meeting, that somehow we had a little glitch in our system and a cancellation notice went out for this Appropriations Committee meeting, but immediately discovering that that happened, we re-noticed the meeting. The cancellation notice wasn't official, and we really don't know how that happened. But he scheduled something since he got that notice, and he's not going to be here. It's my understanding, I have an email from Ms. Fox, that's the controller, that she will be in attendance here. My question to the committee is do we want to discuss agenda item number 5 between ourselves without anybody present? From the Treasury Department. We could have a brief discussion of it and move forward. How does it, committee want to proceed on this agenda item. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Chairwoman. I think there needs to be a discussion on this issue.
Okay.
I think having the treasurer or the controller here is vital to that discussion.
I would agree. I would agree.
So I absolutely want to. I don't think that that should be dropped off of our agenda, but I am for moving forward until we have either the treasurer or the controller here.
Let me back up for just 1 minute. So if there's anybody listening into this committee meeting, they can kind of know what this agenda item is. Back 2 years ago, the Retained Revenue Act was passed by Congress. What it is for is unappropriated revenue from previous fiscal years. At the end of that fiscal year audit, the remaining funds left in that fiscal year are required by the treasurer to be deposited into the retained revenue fund. We have received a communication from the treasurer letting us know that his calculations, or the calculation that he uses, has come up with a negative total of $1.9 million. Therefore, there will not be a deposit made into the retained revenue fund. And just as one member of Congress, that I have all kinds of questions that need to be asked and answered around this issue. So that being said, I think that it was the committee's will to move on until we have a representative from the Treasury Department here to discuss this with. So without objection, we will move on to the next agenda item, which is review report on Osage Nation financials. You should have the Osage Nation financials in your packet. They're going to be the one with number 6 on them. And also, 7 is the next one. So, this is the second quarter summary report out of the Treasury Department about our position combined balance sheets. Are there any questions about this sheet or any discussion that we want to look over? One of the things that Ms. Fox was going to bring to us was a summary sheet. Our budget analyst, the last time we reviewed quarterly financials, he did the work and created the sheet. She took a look at it. She says, I can do that for you. And so she's now creating the sheet. We've had some communications, and she was supposed to come to the meeting with that summary report. Is she? I see you. Would you please come and join us at the table? You were trying to hide behind the podium. Were you able to get that summary?
I emailed it.
Oh, awesome for you. So I guess we'll get a copy of it. Thank you very much, Ms. Fox.
Do you want me to send
it? I do. Come pretty close to me. You're good. Ms. Fox, did you email it to me or to the clerk?
I forgot to CC the clerk. I apologize.
Well, let me grab it up and send it to the clerk. Excuse me for just 1 moment, please. So, I'm not showing it. She sent some examples of how to of the summary reports that she was looking at that she could combine for us. I'm just going to send you this whole email, Shannon. There you go. And so I'm pretty excited about it. Used to this committee, the only way that there was to review monthly financials was to look through the unaudited balance sheets for each program. And now we have a tool that we can look at. that's going to have it on. How many pages is this, Tasha, that you, Ms. Fox? 2 pages. We're going to have 2 pages to look at to be able to review this, so I'm excited about it. We're going to get a copy of it printed for us, and then we can do that review. There is one, though, that we can... Okay, I'm going to back up. Are there any questions about this sheet? Because I don't have any questions about it, because it's, to me, very... It's a very big look at the money in the general treasury. Is that what this is, Ms. Fox? This accounts for the balances in the general treasury, correct, as a whole?
I'm not sure.
It is the combined balance sheets that we get quarterly.
Yeah.
Would you please talk us through this? Would you like one of them?
Yeah. Is that from the prior quarter?
It is from March 31st, 2018.
So this is the general fund. This is the first column. So that would be anything that is in your tribal fund. Special revenue is going to be the federal funds. Proprietary is going to be things like industrial park.
Okay.
Things like that. So I could get, if you want to understand this a little better, I could get you like a mapping that would show you what pulls where, if that would be helpful.
That would be very helpful when we review this, yes.
So these are the numbers in a consolidated format instead of programmatically.
Okay.
But each program, you know, groups into a specific subset within this. So if you wanted to see how these are generated, that would be the easiest way to understand.
I think this would members of this committee appreciate a map to know what we're looking at? I love a map.
Well, that's how I make this, is with a map, a grouping. So.
Okay. So is there any more that you can speak to on this? When you pull this balance sheet together, or this combined balance sheet, is there anything on here that's an important stop for you to look at?
There's nothing of concern, if that's what you're asking.
Right.
I don't know exactly what you're looking for or what your analysis is from your end, but our financials are healthy, so.
Okay. All right, do we have any more questions from the table on this combined balance sheet? Okay. Without objection, we'll go ahead and move to reviewing the fund balances while these other summaries are being printed for us. So you should have it. It should be number 7 on... Oh, so we also have a new updated revolving fund balance, too. Okay. Chair would entertain a motion for a brief recess to get us the copies we need.
Second. All in the chair.
All in favor say yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Instead of struggling around, let's recess and get our copies here in front of us that are current. Ms. Fox, I appreciate you getting these